Pope Benedict XVI has arrived in Croatia for a two-day trip. Tracy McClure is in Zagreb and sent this report.
Among the dignitaries on hand to greet the Pope, flag-waving children and their parents in traditional embroidered dress, many with red kerchiefs and aprons. A small boy reached up to offer a smiling Benedict a bouquet of white, red, and yellow flowers. Another evoked a chuckle from the Holy Father. He wants to become the Pope's personal airline pilot one day. This is, after all, a trip where the Christian family is the focus, as the Pope later highlighted in his address, saying he had come to celebrate the first National Day of Croatian Catholic Families. May this important event, he said, serve as an opportunity to re-propose the values of family life, the common good, and to strengthen unity and renew hope.
Dobrodošli u Republiku Hrvatsku.
Dobra doša onam. Welcome, Holy Father, to Croatia. With Croatia's traditionally warm reception of an honored guest, it was the President Ivo Josipović who formally greeted Pope Benedict on this humid Saturday morning, a hesitant sun poking through the pale blue haze. Your arrival comes at a happy time, the president said in Croatian, referring to this year's celebration of Croatia's 20th anniversary of statehood and, as it nears completion, of lengthy negotiations for EU membership. With nearly 90% of people here Catholic, many call Croatia Europe's most Catholic nation and one of the continent's most traditionally loyal to the Holy See.
Gospodine predsjedniče Republike Hrvatske,
speaking at first in Croatian and then in Italian, Pope Benedict said, for over 13 centuries, those strong and special bonds have been put to the test and strengthened in circumstances that were sometimes difficult and painful. For many of those centuries, Croatia was the Christian West's last line of defense against invading forces from the East. 16th century Pope Leo X proclaimed it the bulwark of Christianity, a bulwark that survived to endure the dramatic upheavals of the 20th century Europe, thanks to such Croatian Catholic martyrs as Cardinal Aloysius Stepinac, whose ultimate loyalty to the Church in Rome cost him his freedom and his life, standing firm against the evils of communism and Nazism. In their speeches, both Pope and President spoke at length about the value and importance of Croatia's Christian heritage to the building of the Europe we know today, a Europe losing touch with its Christian roots.
Fin dalle origini, la vostra nazione appartiene all'Europa.
From its earliest days, the Pope said, your nation has formed part of Europe and has contributed to the spiritual and moral values that for centuries have shaped the personal and national identity of Europe. He then challenged Croatia's nearly 4 million Catholics to preserve their common heritage of human and Christian values and asked them to help steer the European Union towards a fuller appreciation of those spiritual and cultural treasures. Candidly admitting he was no believer himself, the president said he shared the same values of Catholic faithful, referring to the vicious war that led to its independence in 1991 and the breakup of the former Yugoslav Republic. The president said that firm in its Christian roots, modern Croatia wants to be generous in forgiving its neighbors. Through forgiveness, he added, we can reconcile and find reciprocal well-being. And in invoking the figure of Blessed Aloysius Stepinac for the protection of Croatia's youth at the end of his address, Pope Benedict was holding up one of the Church's best examples of Christian witness and forgiveness, an example not just for Europe's soon-to-be youngest member, but for all the others too. In Zagreb with Pope Benedict, I'm Tracy McClure.